I'm Sam Downey. I'm here at Brist Festival in Bristol on 24th of March 2011. And with me is Dan Martin. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Sam.
Tell me about Brist Festival for this year.
As you probably know, Bristol Festival is one of 160 events happening around the world today. We're all raising money for a local charity. So we're here at the Metropolis on Cheltenham Road, raising money for the Rainbow Centre for Children. We're sort of about an hour in. The fabulous Temple Circus are playing at the moment. You can probably hear them in the background. We've got the legendary Bristol Festival raffle coming up, with prizes including an iPad 2 and a Kindle. And then we close with our headline act, Dub Mafia, plus our local comedian, Paul Parry.
So a really great lineup. Tell me about how long has Brist Festival been running for, and tell me all the details about it.
We've been going since 2009, which is the first time Festival went global. It started in London in 2008, and it went global in 2009. That's when we got bored. So this is our third year.
Okay.
So we're a bit of a veteran now on Festival terms.
Yeah.
And I think we've built up quite a loyal following. There's definitely people who have been here three years running.
Yeah.
There's lots and lots of tweets. I'd like to think we're going to be trending at least in Bristol. I think we've built up a massive following over the years, and I think it's the generosity of Bristol businesses is amazing, because all of it's done for free. People
yes.
giving us stuff.
So who's supported this year's event?
We have Sift Media, Sift Groups, who are a company I work for, who are digital publishers based in Bristol. Guide to Bristol, which is a website, Guide to Bristol. Is Bristol.co.uk. Business Zone, which is a website I work for. Sam, yourself, of course, you've been very supportive. And then the others are just Tobacco Factory, Bristol Hippodrome, Heike, who's a local baker, who's baked some amazing cakes that we're selling, Paul, the comedian, people from the Rainbow Centre for Children. They're just too numerous to mention, but lots of people.
So do you think we're going to beat last year's total locally?
I'd like to think we are, though we did raise a lot of money last year, but that the difference in last year was that it was a global charity that we all raised money for, and a foundation actually doubled lots of the donations that we had.
Okay.
So lots of our donations were matched. This year that hasn't happened, but I think we're going to raise at least a couple of grand, which for the Rainbow Centre, given they're entirely reliant on donations, is going to be a massive injection of cash for that charity.
So if listeners want to find out further information about Brist Festival, where can they go on Twitter, where can they go online to get all the info that they need?
For Twitter, if you go to twitter.com/BristFestival, all one word, and our website is bristol.festival.com. And if you aren't in Bristol but you want to donate, if you click donate, you can donate through Just Giving, and all of your money goes directly to the charity, and there's no fees this year. Just Giving have waived the fees that they normally would charge,
which is fantastic. So thank you to them.
Yes, thanks, Just Giving.
Okay, so Dan Martin, what's next for tonight? So we've had the band, we've had some comedian. So raffle is next.
Next, Temple Circus also has some beatboxers as part of the band, and they're now going to do the beatbox stuff. They actually performed in 2009, very last minute act. And they went down a storm.
Yeah.
So we brought them back this year, and I'm just hearing they're already going down a storm.
So let's go and have a listen to them. So Dan, if people want to follow you on Twitter, what are you?
I'm at Dan_Martin.
Thank you, Dan_Martin, for talking to us about Brist Festival for this year at Metropolis in Bristol.
Thanks, Sam.
Cheers, Dan.
Cheers.